folks. Welcome to the Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on fantalklive.com, broadcasting from the Sonora Desert in Tucson, Arizona. Today's date, by the way, is it's Tuesday, May 16th, and this is show number 5, by the way. This has to do with the secret space program that's being conducted here in the United States. Now, there was a guest on Coast to Coast a few nights ago by the name of John Lear. He had mentioned this, and it was a pretty good show. I have an article I'd like to read on the secret space program. Colorado Springs is home to 5 military installations, all of which have a role in plans to conduct space war against star visitor incoming vessels. These installations are Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station, Fort Carson Army Base, 3, Peterson Air Force Base, 4, Schriever Air Force Base, and the Air Force's Secret Military Astronaut Academy, which is located east of Colorado Springs. Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station is home to NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Deep inside a hardened H-bomb-proof mini-city within Cheyenne Mountain, the Air Force, aided secretly by NASA and National Security Agency staff, tracks incoming and outgoing traffic in near space around Earth. Publicly, their mission describes watching for and keeping track of Russian or any other incoming ICBM missiles. Secretly, their mission extends to monitoring identified alien craft and other bogies which enter, leave, or orbit Earth's atmosphere. Fort Carson is, in addition to its announced role as home of the 10th Army Mountain Division, also the headquarters of the National Reconnaissance Organization. This organization is not to be confused with the National Reconnaissance Office, whose job it is to track satellites orbiting the Earth for potentially targeting purposes. Rather, National Reconnaissance Office number 2 is the agency which fields pounce teams to rapidly deploy to any downed UFO, capture the vehicle and its crew, remove everything to a secure military site, and sanitize the landing spot and silence any witnesses. National Reconnaissance Organization number 2 also is involved in intervening with and intimidating witnesses to close UFO encounters. Peterson Air Force Base is an additional operation center for NORAD, the U.S. military branch which defends Earth's airspace from incoming threats. It is rapidly growing with major new construction. Schriever, formerly Falcon Air Force Base, is headquarters for the U.S. Warfare Space Command in the 50th Space Wing. You may ask, what's that? You thought U.S. Air Force operated only planes that can operate in the atmosphere? The Space Command operates spacecraft to conduct combat operations through, from, in, and to space. Further, Schriever coordinates the secret military space station, long orbiting, as well as the hunter-killer Star Wars satellites with killer laser, particle beam, electromagnetic pulse, and tactical nuke weaponry. Over the headquarters doorway is their motto, Masters of Space. Just as the conventional Air Force has a doctrine of not just air superiority, but air supremacy, as exemplified in Gulf War I, so also the arrogant goal of the Space Command is space supremacy. A congressional aide who was also allowed inside told Dr. Richard Boylan that Schriever Air Force Base has inscribed inside another motto, quote, to win the next war, which will be fought in space, end quote. Schriever Air Force Base is also undergoing tremendous construction growth. The U.S. Space Command is preparing for space war. With the Soviet threat evaporated, who is going to attack us from space? Question mark. That's right. They're preparing to achieve space supremacy over incoming star visitor craft, which reactionary generals fear are evil alien invaders. While not at Colorado Springs, Buckley Air Force Base in the Denver suburb of Aurora is the largest consolidated intelligence base in the Western Hemisphere for joint use of the National Reconnaissance Office and the National Security Agency. The 2nd Space Warning Squadron is located at Buckley Air Force Base. It coordinates the defense satellite program Hunter-Killer satellites in orbit. Now, if you remember, folks, I had Daryl Sims on my show, and he had talked about these DSP, Defense Satellite Program satellites, being able to track abduction events while they're in the works. Now, besides the familiar regular Air Force Academy at the northern edge of Colorado Springs, there is an additional secret military astronaut academy. Now, this is something, folks, John Lear had talked about on George Norrie's show the other night. The secret military astronaut academy sequestered within the mountain immediately adjacent to the regular academy. A former staffer told Dr. Boylan that an elevator in the regular academy's library, if you had the proper security clearance swipe card, would go down many stories to the underground entranceway to the secret military astronaut academy. Its military astronaut graduates have been deployed to Vandenberg and Beale Air Force bases. Now, I'm not sure if Vandenberg is really a qualifiable site, folks, because it's pretty populated around there. But Beale Air Force Base up in Northern California probably is. And where these graduates have been deployed to, they go there under cover of darkness, and they depart in anti-gravity warcraft for space operations. Now, there is one other location that has been mentioned on some website I've seen called aliendave.com. That's aliendave.com. And Dr. Boylan also mentioned this on a Coast to Coast show, even though it's not in the article, but another possible location for the secret space program is at King's Peak in Utah, which is also considered to be Air Force's Space Command Space Warfare Headquarters. And that pretty much wraps that up that article. I did want to add that we've been sending manned flights to the moon since 1962, long before the alleged Apollo 11 moon landing. And we've had secret manned flights to Mars since 1966, according to John Lear. I have another source of reference in all this information. It comes from Alex Collier. Another one would be Dr. Peter Beter. Bill Cooper, he's another one that used to talk about these secret bases on the moon and Mars. So we're going to bring on a lady from California by the name of Joanne Richards, and she's going to talk about how her husband has been sitting in a California prison since the early 80s because he was involved in something called the Dulce Wars outside Dulce, New Mexico back in the late 70s. There was a conflict that took place between a race of ETs living underground there called the Greys, which everybody pretty much familiar with. They were in conflict with 66 of our military, which were killed underground there. So that ought to be a pretty interesting listening to. I would highly recommend you record that.